3 minutes after 10 o'clock, Colin Dale back on Kiss 100 for our regular Thursday night session through till 12 o'clock tonight. And of course, as per usual, we have from Music Magazine coughing wildly in the background,
yeah,
Mr.
That's
Dave.
Yeah, clear your throat. Clear your throat. You're broadcaster, mate. You're live on air. Do it properly.
How's it going, Dave?
Yeah, very well, thanks, yeah. A little bit tired, a little bit sleep deprivation, but still.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it tonight.
We've got
be a, good one.
A real special tonight, heading all the way from Detroit. We're not going to say who they are yet, but we've got the whole squad.
The whole crew.
They're going to be coming down and joining us.
It's going to be great. Looking forward to it, man, definitely.
So we'll give a few clues. They're from Detroit. They're doing a big night in central London tomorrow.
So I think that's more or less kind of giving it away, isn't it?
Yeah, we have them exclusively joining us in between now and 12 o'clock.
That's it.
Colin Dale, Kiss 100, Dave Mothersoul joining us through till 12 tonight, and the crew from Detroit up and around very, very soon. Keep it here, Kiss 100. We'll be right back.
100.
Sucks you in and blows your mind. We'll be right back.
Red Planet going right back to 1992. Colin Dale on Kiss 100, we call it Abstract Dance. And with us tonight we have, of course, Dave Mothersoul from Music Magazine. And also joining us in between now and 12 o'clock, we await the arrival of the squad from Detroit. We've been sworn to secrecy over the past few weeks. I've been dying to tell you. And these people are going to be on air very, very soon. Hot from Detroit. You know who they are. They join us here on Kiss 100 exclusively very, very soon. As we possibly can in between now and 12 o'clock. And first in, we speak to Abdul. Abdul, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm cool, man. I must say it's a great honor to speak to all the people involved in You Are From Detroit. And Abdul, you're actually the man responsible for most of the artwork we're currently seeing on You Are. Just tell us a bit about how you got started with You Are.
Well, I met up with Mike back in 1990, and I did some stuff on and off for him for several years. And then about a year ago, I started doing stuff more on a regular basis, working more with imaging and the overall look of the label.
And you've come out with the UR squad tonight. How many in total have come over to the UK?
Well, pretty much all of the Interstellar Fugitives are here. And
yeah,
we're going to put on a pretty good, we're going to have a nice gig.
Yeah. And is this the only show you're going to be doing in Europe, or are there other shows planned as well?
Yes, I think there is a possibility of another show in, yeah.
Cool.
I don't want to say too much, you know.
I know. You guys are really secretive, man, because I've been trying to get information for weeks, and boy, I can't wait to let rip tonight, you know.
Yeah. We're in store for a big surprise for London.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to listen to some more music now, and we've got loads of other members to talk to from UR. So if you're a UR or a techno fan, make sure you keep it right here on Kiss 100. Colin Dale on Kiss 100, and like I said, we have the whole UR squad hot from Detroit in the studios right now. And moving over to a name we know very much here in the UK, that name is of course Suburban Knight, also known as James Pennington. James, what's up, man?
What's happening, Colin?
I'm cool, man, and I haven't seen you since Japan, so it's
Osaka.
It's good to see you on these shores, man. I'm sure you got lots and lots and lots to say to the people in London. What are you guys actually going to be doing tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow was going to be an infection, an injection. Really, that's all I can say right now. Just come to the show because it's going to be slamming.
And we hear the show's already sold out. Something like 1,000 tickets sold. There are just 200 on the door. If you don't get there early, you're going to miss out on that, man. So if anyone out there is going to come down, you have to come early.
Early bird gets the worm.
James, just tell us about who from you are is currently over in the UK and is going to be playing tomorrow night.
It's a 10-member squad. Actually, it's a surprise.
As to who we're going to be hearing, yeah?
That's right, that's right. It's very special. I think it took a lot of heart to do it, and I think we're going to pull it off here. Beware.
I'm sure we're going to pull it off for sure. And sitting by your side here, another member from the UR squad.
043.
043. 043, are you going to be DJing? Are you going to be doing a live set tomorrow?
It's a surprise.
Man, you guys are secretive. man. So, I want to talk a bit about the last triple pack that we had on Underground Resistance, which was a lot different from the sort of UR stuff we had before. A lot of sort of what we call here electro influences. Is this a way to go for you guys? Is it electro? Is that the way ahead?
I'd say it's a high-tech funk kind of thing going on right now, okay? More funky. It may seem different, but the funk has always existed, the NUR, so.
So it's definitely like a, you could say a 90s version of funk music, electronic funk music, yeah?
Yeah, you could say that, you could say that.
Cool.
I was going to say, James, as well, apparently the electro scene is really big in Detroit right now, I heard. Is that correct?
Electro has always been big in Detroit.
Yeah, it's kind of like the indigenous music of Detroit. That's what people say. It's like the natural music of Detroit sort of thing.
Yeah, I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, right. Because I heard they play it real fast as well, at 160 BPM. Is that correct? Or?
No, I wouldn't say that. Not that fast, but
right.
Pretty up there, you know.
So, yeah, because I heard about a few DJs. Is DJ Godfather supposed to be good?
I've seen DJ Godfather. He's pretty good.
Is there any other ones we should sort of be looking out for?
Yes, DJ Rolando.
Cool. Yeah. And he's going to be here tomorrow, is he not? Or?
Yeah, he's going to be here tomorrow. Yes,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Excellent. Anybody else that we don't know about sort of thing over here?
We have a whole entire crew here. You know, I don't want to hog it up, but, you know.
Yeah.
Ten people.
Right, cool. I said, even outside of the UR sort of posse, is there anybody that is like really good sort of thing?
We should be checking out, maybe.
Yeah, because we don't really get to hear a lot about what goes on over there, really, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Let's see, outside of the UR. Boy, that's a difficult question.
No one you can think of offhand, some kind of thing?
Not offhand.
Okay, no worries, man. Cool.
You are special here on KISS 100 with me, Colin Dell. 25 minutes away from 11, we rage through until 12. And, of course, still many, many members of the UR squad to talk to. Keep it here. We'll be right back.
kiss.
Calling down on Kiss 100, Thursday nights we do something called Abstract Dance here on Kiss 100 FM. Electronic funky dance music every Thursday night. And like I said, it's an Underground Resistance special. We have various members from Underground Resistance in the studios. And it's about time to say hello to JD. What's happening, Joe?
What's happening, man?
I'm cool. I must say thanks very much to you guys for coming and spending a couple of hours with us here at Kiss 100 and to answer one or two questions. And the first and foremost, of course, is when did UR actually start and how did they come about?
Okay, first of all, let me tell you my role here. Most of the UR guys are musicians, but I am special counsel.
So you're a good guy to talk to, yeah.
So I'm the lawyer, the solicitor,
okay.
You know, I don't let interstellar fugitives travel without their counsel.
That's good news. So how did you guys actually come about? How did the whole thing actually start?
Well, I was with UR since the beginning, when it was Jeff Mills and Mike Banks, and that was, what year was that, 80? 80, must have been 88, 89 when they got together. The situation started in Mama Banks's basement.
Really?
And that's when they started to get on. They had been following and learning from some of the older partners, Juan and Kevin,
Derek,
you know, and they kind of came under their tutelage, and it was time for them to break loose with their own unique style, and that's when they kicked it off.
Cool. And talking about that very sort of unique style that UR have, it seems to me, as an outsider, there seems to be a very sort of military almost look and feel as to the whole thing comes across. Was that intentional?
Well, you know what? UR is about discipline. You have to understand. We're making music in a hard market. And what we do is we're about making records, picking tracks, and selling records. So a lot of things that a lot of artists would normally do, talk to the press, do press pictures and all that.
I get what you're saying.
UR simply just doesn't have the time to do. They're about making records. That's why UR is so prolific as it is. UR and the Interstellar Fugitives, if you notice, they come out with the bang every time they come out. They come out a lot heavy and everything is popping. And that's because of the discipline that's surrounded with that camp. So, you know, the reason everybody dresses in black and kind of military is because, you know, we don't have no standouts. Everybody is doing their thing. Everybody is making tracks.
Cool. And also, do you guys ever get together and do sets such as the one you're going to do tomorrow back home in Detroit?
We do our thing in Detroit every day, you know? We do sets every day. However, this is a new piece. You know, I was honestly surprised when Mike called and said, you know, we taking the show to London, and I think a lot of it had to do with my man Ranks and Lloyd.
Big ups to Ranks, man.
Yeah, Lloyd and
For
Ranks.
Sure.
You know, they've been supporters of UR and the Interstellar Fugitives and the UR camp for many, many years. And it's important for folks to know, you know, we do things for those that are down with the UR sound. And there has been nobody as loyal as Ranks and Lloyd to our situation. So, you know, when they want us to come get down, that's the best people we know how to come get down with.
Cool. And another thing about UR I heard recently, I don't know if it's very true, but I've heard it from one or two sources, in that UR, especially Mike Banks, is very into helping the young, underprivileged kids, not only in Detroit, but I hear he's been doing the same thing here in the UK as well. Is that for real?
Well, you know what? UR has always, and especially Mike, and Jit, feel free to chime in if you want, but you know, the thing about it is we reach out to those that have been held back and those that are down, and hopefully, as it is with us, the music is an escape. into a better type situation. In fact, today, Jit, you might want to go. They made a special trip. I had to stick behind on business, but they went up north to perform for a special group of kids. Jit, why don't you tell them about it?
Yeah, we went up north today and we performed a little, just a social gathering for the underprivileged kids. You know, nothing special, that's every day with us. Just one of the chalk marks for, you know, you are. That's what we try to do. That's what we're going to accomplish, people that need the music.
See, really, Mike is recruiting some young interstellar fugitives. So they had the tables and the mixers up there seeing who could get out, you know.
cool. Great, we're going to listen to some more UR music. Of course, we still got loads of the UR squad to talk to. Keep it right here. This is Colin Dale on KISS 100 with UR. You are in the house, 10 minutes away from 11 o'clock. Colin Dale, Abstract Dancing on KISS 100. And of course, we can't talk about You Are without talking about, of course, the man, Mad Mike Banks as well. Mike, talk to me, man.
What's up, dog?
How you doing, Mike?
I'm hanging in there, man.
Once again, thanks very much for coming down. And we've been talking to various members of the UR squad. And one question I wanted to pose for you guys is, I've heard you guys no longer class the music you do as techno music. It's now something totally different. Tell us a bit about that.
Okay, the type of music that we do is high-tech funk.
That means we had to get away from the things that people already knew us for, and we had to go back for old style music.
I must say one thing with you guys from UR, you always seem to be one, two, even three steps ahead of everyone else. You know, you're on the electro tip now, which is definitely fresh for the UK. But you know, is there anything else in the pipeline we should be looking out for?
Well, you know, what, like on the other question, it's like what we knew as techno, man, just got distorted and all warped off and all different types of stuff. And you know, we make music, and folks in Detroit listen to our music, contrary to popular opinion, and it just evolved into what it's coming into now. The younger producers are coming in. I'm there catching all that talent, man, you know, and trying to bring the real flavor from the real guys that really live in the city, not no fake-ass motherfuckers that live.
No cussing. Sorry,
okay, man, my bad. But, you know, I'm trying to bring the reality of the city and the producers that actually live there and their opinion out here to the world with no chaser. You know, it's not even so much the city. I got producers from Flint, you know. I got guys of Suburbanite, Inkster, you know. But it's just the mugs that live the experience and ain't faking the funk, you know? If we're going to differentiate our music or whatever, the guys in Detroit call it high-tech funk. That's what they like to call it. I like the name, so I stuck with it, you know?
Cool. And, of course, you're from Detroit, and in some places in Detroit, you know, the living can be pretty hard. Do you think that sort of comes across in the music sometimes, you know, because, you know, Detroit, of course, is very, very different in sound to anywhere else in the U.S.
We embrace the environment with the sound. You know, it's what made us. And the more we travel, the more we appreciate what made us at home.
Yeah.
You know, because all that soul, all that gospel music, all that old funk and all the old musicians that you can talk to and experience that you can reach into so that you don't make the mistakes that a lot of them made or the experiences that they had. Not so much mistakes, but, you know, we got a lot of culturally there that although what may appear to be decayed and discarded and all that, it's a lot of soul up under all that, you know, so... you know, I love it, man. I suck the flavor in, and I love my city, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, when you do the music, sometimes people like to describe it and make it like we escaping, but, you know, you can't escape reality. And then the thing is, it's not a reality we created. Mess up all the American big cities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we got to deal with it.
Yeah.
So we do deal with it, and I'm staying tight with my crew, and I think the people around the world appreciate, you know, you bringing the original flavor and not trying to change it up to meet what they want to hear. You know, I ain't trying to cater to them. If they like the funk, cool. If they don't, well, then they go down the street and buy another record.
That's all. I mean, I realize tonight it comes across that all you guys are really trying to do is make 90s new millennia style of funk or black music. Is that